in front of the landscape, plunging and laboring on in a tide of visions, dolorous and dear. Forward I push my way, as amid waste waters stretching around, through whose eddies there glimmered the customed landscape yonder and near, blotted to feeble mist, and the coombe and the upland foliage crowned, ancient chalk pit, milestone, rills in the grass flat stroked by the light, seem but a ghost-like gauze, and no substantial meadow or mound. What were the infinite spectacles bulking foremost under my sight, hindering me to discern my paced advancement lengthening 2 miles? What were the recreations killing the daytime, as by the night? Oh, they were speechful faces, gazing insistent, some as with smiles, some as with slow-born tears that brinily trundled over the wrecked cheeks, that were fair in their flush time, ash now with anguish, harrowed by wiles. Yes, I could see them, feel them, hear them, address them halo-bedecked, and, alas, onwards, shaken by fierce unreason, rigid in hate, smitten by years-long wryness born of misprision, dreaded, suspect. Then there would breast me shining sights, sweet seasons further in date, instruments of strings with the tenderest passion vibrant, beside lamps long extinguished, robes, cheeks, eyes with the earth's crust now corporate. Also there rose a headland of hoary aspect gnawed by the tide, thrilled by the nimb of the morning as 2 friends stood there guilelessly glad wherefore they knew not touched by the fringe of an ecstasy scantily descried. Later images too did the day unfurl me, shadowed and sad, clay cadavers of those who had shared in the dramas, laid now at ease, passions all spent, chiefest the one of the broad brow sepulture clad. So did beset me scenes miscalled of the bygone, over the lees, past the clump, and down to where lay the beheld ones. Yea, as the rhyme sung by the sea swell, so in their pleading dumbness captured me these. For, their lost revisiting manifestations in their own time much had I slighted, caring not for their purport, seeing behind things more coveted, reckoned the better worth calling sweet, sad, sublime. Thus do they now show hourly before the intenser stare of the mind as they were ghosts avenging their slights by my bypassed body-born eyes, show to, with fuller translation than rested upon them as living kind. Hence wag the tongues of the passing people, saying in their surmise, ah, whose is this dull form that perambulates, seeing not round him that looms whithersoever his footsteps turn in his fairings, save a few tombs? Channel firing, that night your great guns, unawares, shook all our coffins as we lay, and broke the chancel window squares. We thought it was the judgment day, and sat upright, while drearisome arose the howl of wakened hounds. The mouse let fall the altar crumb, the worms drew back into the mounds, the glebe cow drooled, till God called, no, it's gunnery practice out at sea, just as before you went below. The world is as it used to be. All nations striving strong to make red war yet redder. Mad as hatters they do no more for Christ's sake than you who are helpless in such matters. That this is not the judgment hour for some of them's a blessed thing, for if it were they'd have to scour hell's floor for so much threatening. Dot dot, ha, ha. It will be warmer when I blow the trumpet if indeed I ever do. For you are men, and rest eternal sorely need, so down we lay again. Wonder, will the world ever saner be, said one, than when he sent us under in our indifferent century? And many a skeleton shook his head. Instead of preaching 40 years, my neighbor parson thirdly said, I wish I had stuck to pipes and beer. Again the guns disturbed the hour, roaring their readiness to avenge, as far inland as Sturton Tower, and Camelot, and starlit Stonehenge. April 1914. The convergence of the twain, lines on the loss of the Titanic, I, in a solitude of the sea deep from human vanity, and the pride of life that planned her, stilly couches she. 2 steel chambers, late the pyres of her salamandrine fires, cold currents thrid, and turn to rhythmic tidal lyres. 3 over the mirrors meant to glass the opulent the sea worm crawls grotesque, slimed, dumb, indifferent. IV, jewels in joy designed to ravish the sensuous mind lie lightless, all their sparkles bleared and black and blind. V, dim moonlight fishes near gaze at the gilded gear and query. Hat does this thing gloriousness down here? Dot dot dot, vi, well. While was fashioning this creature of cleaving wing, the imminent will, that stirs and urges everything, vi, prepared a sinister mate for her, so gaily great a shape of ice, for the time far and dissociate. V, and as the smart ship grew in stature, grace, and hue, and shadowy silent distance grew the iceberg to. X, alien they seemed to be. No mortal I could see the intimate welding of their later history. X, or sign, that they were bent by paths coincident on being and on twin halves of one August event. Xi, till the spinner of the year said, ow. And each one hears, and consummation comes, and jars two hemispheres. The ghost of the past, we two kept house, the past and I, the past and I tended while it hovered nigh, leaving me never alone. It was a spectral housekeeping where fell no jarring tone, as strange, as still a housekeeping as ever has been known. As daily I went up the stair, and down the stair, I did not mind the bygone there the present once to me. Its moving meek companionship I wished might ever be, there was in that companionship something of ecstasy. It dwelt with me just as it was when first its prospects gave me pause and wayward wanderings, before the years had torn old troths as they tear all sweet things, before gaunt griefs had torn old troths and dulled old rapturings. And then its form began to fade, its gentle echoes faintlier played at eaves upon my ear, than when the autumn's look embrined the lonely chambers here, the autumn's settling shades embrined nooks, that it haunted near. And so with time my vision less, yea, less and less makes of that past my house mistress, it dwindles in my eye. It looms a far-off skeleton, and not a comrade nigh, a fitful far-off skeleton dimming as days draw by. After the visit to F.E. D. Come again to the place, where your presence was as a leaf, that skims down a drowsy way whose ascent bedoms the bloom on the farer's face. Come again, with the feet, that were light on the green as a thistle down ball, and those mute ministrations to one, and to all beyond a man saying sweet. Until then the faint scent of the bordering flowers swam unheeded away, and I marked not the charm in the changes of day as the cloud colors came and went. Through the dark corridors your walk was so soundless I did not know your form from a phantoms of long ago said to pass on the ancient floors. Till you drew from the shade, and I saw the large luminous living eyes regard me in fixed inquiring wise as those of a soul that weighed, scarce consciously, the eternal question of what life was. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.